Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, I'm really thrilled because I have Everton together with me. He's not one of the best soccer player in Brazil, but he's one of the best CX player in the customer experience field. And therefore, I'm super happy and super thrilled to kick off this discussion. Hi, Everton. How are you?
Hi, Gregorio. Hi, everybody. I'm pleased to here to talk about this important subject that we are not going to We have a long term to fix around the world, not just in Brazil.
Exactly. Thank you very much. We are going to discuss about customer experience transformation, strategies, leadership, and different topics. But before we kick off this discussion, Everton, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah. I was born in Brazil. I decided to stay in Brazil forever. I could live around the world, but decided to stay here to help my country, my economy. And because in Brazil, we are not just to I don't like to see Brazil just as soccer, but we have professional, you know what I mean? And I'm 55 years old, but I started to work with IT, international information technology, when I was 14, my teenager. Since the beginning, almost 35 years ago, I was a IT guy, traditional IT guy. But in 1995, I decided to talk with marketing, talk with customer service, talk with open-minded business guys that open my mind, not to be a just computer guy. And I fell in love with this. Since then, I can say that since I started my career, I spend most of my time building bridge around areas about between professions that they hate themselves. You know what I mean? So I like a therapy, using more therapy, communication skill, don't matter if the language of software, the processes, technology, advanced. So since then, don't matter the technology, the size of the company, I work as a therapy of the data, therapy of customer, therapy of ombudsman of the customer inside the company. I am very loved for this. And normally, when we work with this, I decide not to have the content just with me. And I wrote many books around the world. I make lecture, I make speaking, writing articles, to bring other people behind me, you know what I mean? That we can work together, because I'm not going to be the hero by myself. We have to put everybody together. If I could make this brief about myself, that's the truth. I'm always learning every day, one day per day, learn everything, destroy the previous content, learn another thing, the technology, process, whatever, to try to be to find the truth. As you said in your where is human to human, I learned about this. So technology is going to change, process is going to change. By human to human, there is a metric that you have to understand.
Thank you very much, Everton. And I think I often use soccer or football as an example, and it's clear. But Brazil as also one of the biggest customer experience communities. I know a lot from this. I'm learning a lot from this community. They are writing books. They're creating a lot of great stuff that we can leverage worldwide. And I really like this way of having some discussion in different countries to get these different insights. Everton, which values drive you in life?
Some people or profession or company like me, other they don't like a lot, because when they hire me or they invite me as a consultant or a speaker, I try to find the truth. Don't matter if marketing, in the technology, customer side. So what does it mean? It means that sometimes I show some problem that is hidden in the background of the company. And it's going to generate some pain. Sometimes the manager, they don't want to see the pain. And I'm not going inside a company to defend a specific software, a specific process, or a specific methodology. I want to see, I put myself as a customer, end customer, don't matter if it's B2B or B2C. So if I could talk about me in long term, the core value that guides me is the truth. You can find the truth using data. Sometimes the data is going to show that you are completely wrong direction. Okay, it's good. Because we spend a lot of time to see, now you can change. If you see the bad software, the same thing. The software is going to change. We are going to not direction the other supplier. If we are using a bad methodology, as fast we find the problem, as fast we fix the problem. And sometimes they hire me. They don't like me because this, because they want to hide it. I don't like to hide it. I prefer quit the process, then continue because otherwise next time I'm going to be a guilt. I don't like this. If I could brief this for you.
Thank you very much. And I think with this introduction, we are already warm to kick off this discussion, to kick off this game. And I'm super looking forward to ask the first question. How has your approach to customer experience evolved over the years, and what key insight have you gained?
As I said in the beginning, the first time and since then, I always recovered a phrase said by Peter Druck. He said, never fight with marketing. If you fight, you are going to lose. Okay, I have to understand their pain, the effort, how to reduce the effort, because they have the money, they have the budget, they have long-term, they have the confidence of the CEO. So I have to help marketing to know all other pains of other areas. Sometimes they don't care, but I help marketing open their minds to see what's going on in IT, in customer servicing, in channels, to feel what, because if you are marketing, you are working because you have the power. If you work alone, in the long term, you are not going to have omni-channel. You don't have to data, the proper data. You don't have 360 degree of the customer. So I try to make the marketing more humble. You know what I mean? And the other side, I help other people in the customer service, in channel, in IT guys, to try understand and see the mind of marketing areas, what they have in the future, what they think about the future, what they think about the past. Because when I learn work with marketing, I think they want to see many tools, many processes. They don't answer quick question, basic question of the marketing. They want to see in the real time, the past, the present, and the future, to build the future. And they are going to pay for that. If you are a guy who don't understand this, they are going to hire outside company. They are going to hire outsourcing marketing agency because the IT is reactive, not active with the side. You know what I mean? So, if you are not working with them, they are going to hire another people who are going to do. So my main approach is put everybody together in the beginning, in the middle, or in the end of the process. Don't matter if you are going to use PMI methodology, Agile methodology, Scrum, whatever. We understand the pain, the culture of the company, then we are trying to bring those minds together.
Thank you. Everton, you spoke about culture, you spoke about processes, organization, technology, and so on. What are the key components of a successful customer experience transformation in today's digital environment?
I'm a customer, and I'm a lazy customer. I like to reduce effort from my side, from my boss, from my consultant, of the customer. So I think that because as I start working with IT, Then I work with a CRM. Now I work more with data and customer experience. We have everything of tools to try to reduce effort. Don't matter channel, employees, whatever. I used to call this in my book, you have to do everything to get the digital wisdom. Not just digital knowledge, but digital wisdom. So you have to put all data together and then get the conclusion. Or put it for your user, data user, or customer. How they use information to get wisdom. If omni-channel, if in the channel, in the sales, okay, Gregory arrived in the store. How data I can help in the store to provide that sales, to provide a good experience or data intelligence to, with less effort, to offer a good sales offer for Gregory. That's the wisdom. I'm not going to offer for Gregory one thing that I'm going to sell, but what Gregory needs. So I think the key component for customer transformation is, first of all, I believe that company have to stop sales product, but sales service. When you sell service, you can charge more, you can offer more, not focusing to sales a product. So, and when you stop sales product, but service, you can do everything to reduce effort. In transformation, customer experience, I think is about this, reduce effort of the customer, employee, the manager, everything that I think. That for me, and many companies don't think about this yet. They are going to, they are integrating everything, now is open to web service, API, whatever process. But in long term, I believe the main mission is reduce effort. Then as fast you get digital of wisdom, as fast you have the profit, I think.
Thank you very much. We see, we feel that you have a lot of experiences, and you explained how to reduce effort or to improve sales. Do you have some example that you can share how you are working together with your clients to achieve that you can share with us, with the audience?
For example, when you like data, when you don't matter if it's recording Excel spreadsheet or Salesforce or SAP or Sybil, don't matter the software. You have to find the pain of the data. You have to make the therapy of the data. You have to understand, talk with people, why this data is that way. For example, when I work here for the biggest franchise of cosmetic in the world, that is Brazilian. It's considered the biggest franchise in the world about cosmetic. They have almost 400,000 stores around the world. When you are invited to work as a consultant, you can see like a third person. You see the company like a coma. You can see the body of the company. Then you can talk to everybody to see what's going on, what the problem. Sometimes the manager, they are accustomed to say just yes for the big head. So you see the problem where the information is not flowing. Oh, okay, this company is going to have a heart attack. Okay, because the blood is not flowing, like information, you know what I mean? So in this company, that's what's going on. The information was like a jig, is not flowing in the proper way. Okay, when I found this problem, okay, I was invited to give the bad news. Okay, I gave the bad news for everybody. In other side of the store, in other room, the head of information technologies said to me, Everton, now you can kiss me because you destroyed my career. No, I don't destroy your career because you get accustomed to satisfy everybody. You hidden the truth. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that was the problem. So We showed for everybody. We made this alignment with everybody. And then, okay, it was fixed. Nobody was fired. And we continued to work together. But in other sites, we had situations that the people was fired because they hired the truth of the management for long term. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the problem.
This is a great example based on data. We are often speaking about silos in organizations, but we start with the data, with the system, with processes and so on that needs to flow through, as you're saying, because the blood needs to go into the whole body of a company and it's required. Perhaps, do you have another example that you can share? Because I really like these tangible examples that you are sharing with from your experience, where you work together with different organizations and were trying to break silos.
Yeah. For example, when I was in Chile, the biggest telecom company in Chile, we went there to make the customer transformation, all digital transformation. Okay. What we found there during almost 6 months, travel, come back, when we try to design the new transformation for our company for long term, we found out that the company has had in that time 250 products. If remember, it's a telecom company, should be digital company. But in that case, what happened? The mission was how we can provide those 250,000 products, 100 products, in web service, in e-commerce, provide for end customer by themselves in digital e-commerce. We went through all the company, all product owners, all problem of data, and what was the conclusion? Company, you are not ready to transform digital transformation of all your 250,000 products. You have ability to transform digital transformation just for 50. Why is that? Because all those 200 products, they don't have digital information. Most of the people, they use not the heart of the company. They have a spreadsheet apart. They don't have a digital common data products. They don't have integration with the process. Or many other products they are doing manually. And the big heart of the company was not in mainframe. They are doing, for the last 10 years, doing in Excel spreadsheet. In the biggest telecom company in Chile. Unbelievable.
Yes. So it's incredible.
We have this, we gave some suggestion. Okay, continue to transform this, bring this wisdom of the system for the mainframe, for other system. Then after that, the heart we move from Excel for other system. Then will be easy to make the customer transformation, digital transformation. So that's the reason that we can provide this example, because okay, I could be there to make a lie to be there until today, but it's not going to be honest. I prefer that they're going to fix this, and then when they transport a heart from Excel for the main system, then we can continue the long term.
True.
That now, but what we could do, we did. We transformation of all the 550 products, everything digital, end to end. The customer can go there, buy, receive in their home, in their company, everything's okay. Because everything's fluid, is like a water walking without problem, without barrier, you know what I mean?
Yes, as you mentioned earlier, effortless. Without effort, you can get these products. I really like this example because they make really tangible what are the problems that companies are facing. And often there is also something that is not discussed. It's the topic about leadership. It's always leadership should start working on that. What leadership qualities do you deem essentials for leadership for leading CX projects?
As I said, Peter Drucker changed my life when I read the phrase of the now. But other guys, I learned a lot. And when one thing that the guy, this guy, these leaders that I saw, they working, even if they don't specific technology, but they work as a bridge. They put people together. So they is like my like orchestra. They are maestro. They put all together. They get the talent of each people of the IT, the process, methodology, the quality. And oh my God, this guy arriving the in end of the day, they don't know any program. They don't know they don't know specific programming language. They don't know the methodology of customer experience. They don't know the process, but they know how to put together the best talent. So I think everybody has to learn how to orchestrate the teams, bring together like a therapy to understand the pain of other side, empathy, bring together. And okay, we have to do this. But here in my books, all my speaker here, that a speaking opportunity that I do, I try to do this to put a finger in the academy, because most of the academy, they're teaching guys not to know about this. Okay, you are going to be a good manager, you're going to be a marketer, you're going to IT guys, but you are focused more in technical side, but not the whole therapy, empathy, how to put together, to build bridge about areas. So I think most of the guy that I hired, I don't care. And I can bring recover one same phrase or the phrase of Peter Druck that he said, never hire a guy for a specific technology, but the commitment, long-term, the wish of the work and the learning. So I think this company has to learn a lot very fast. Don't matter the age of your employee. Then you have a result if you have this commitment.
Thank you very much. And I think this is really key. The focus on the mindset of the people and not their hard skills that they learn in schools. Schools are very important. It's clear that we need to get the basics, but the mindset is crucial. I need to ask these questions. We are in the generative AI era, speaking a lot about technologies. How do you see the impact of technology in customer experience transformations?
I don't know if you have heard in Brazil, we have Carnival. Carnival is like is a complete industry, complex industry to prepare during 1 year to make the moment of the Carnival. In Salvador, we have other kind of Carnival. We have trucks, we have sounds, we have orchestra, whatever. Who know me here in Brazil, we say I used to say that some people or some company, they have a lot of maturity in Carnival. They are already in caviar, in VIP areas. Other people, they are already outside of Carnival. They don't know. What it means? For example, in Brazil, I have noticed some what going on. Many companies, they are hiding in their website, in their structure, the option, help me, talk with me. So companies, they want to talk with you just to have a ticket. If you pay for this, you can 0800, they are try to hidden. They don't want more to talk with you if you don't pay for them. And then they try to make a robot, chatbot, AI, but not as mind of a human being. Not so human being think about not structure. Sometimes I can talk with you the one way, and in the same second we ask another thing, but the robot asks, wait me for the structure line. So in that kind, try to answer your question. For data, I'm a lot of optimist about data, CRM, everything that you can take data, if you have a proper data, to offer integration with IoT. Okay, I'm a provider and I can access the data of the customer house company to provide a deliver a product, goods, whatever. For me, it's okay. But about interaction with a human being, I'm not optimist. Because most of the companies, they don't want to talk with you. And they want to pay, they want to put a chatbot, they want to put your script, or not flexible script, and they are suffering a lot about this. And in Brazil, if you see the case in Brazil, in the last 5 years, the government created about more five to ten new laws to block telemarketing. Company know that they have to follow, but they are not going to follow. Why? Because they find it cheaper. So I think the company want to talk with you just when they try to sell, not to attend you. So I'm not optimistic about technology until we fix this problem of roots. That's my problem. And we have technology for this, to solve this, to implement. Okay, the pandemic, we have to learn a lot how to make an omni-channel. We have to prove integration. Now we have many agents work at home. It's okay, it's helping a lot. The problem is, in Brazil, before the pandemic, we have about 10,000 employees per month in Brazil. Now, after pandemic, this number arises for 100,000 per month, 10 times more. So we have to fix the process. We have to fix everything because we gave the customer the power of communication with e-commerce in channel, but we didn't fix the process. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's clear. That's always the same topic as you are mentioning, as you're explaining very well. We start with the data. We need to have good data. Then we can define processes, and then we can match processes together with the customer journeys, what they are doing. And what you're saying, at the end, it's the reality. We want to sell more to the customer. We want to keep them with us as companies. We need to decrease costs, but we are not willing to discuss with them. And that's a bit strange, because at the end, if we're speaking about relationship, and the old way of phrasing customer experience was customer relationship, and yeah, how can you build a relationship based on a bot because it's cheaper to discuss and to use?
Exactly.
We are coming to an end of this game. In the extra time, few questions with short answer, please. Fast forward 10 years from now, what topics are we discussing on the CX Goalkeeper podcast?
I hope that I could buy a chat GPT mechanism, install in my company, in my cell phone, in my ERP system, to collect all the data and give me the wisdom. As we are because many users, they are going to get a customer with a prompt. I want to use this prompt in my company, in my data, in my ERP system. Okay, that's my goals for the next 10 years, I hope.
Thank you very much. And Everton, what's the best way to contact you?
I'd like to invite you to contact me by LinkedIn, Everton Anunciação, or my website, www.evertonwith.com.br. That you can find me, then we can continue the conversation.
Thank you very much. And to the audience, you will find all this information in the show notes. And where we can find your books?
Most of my books, they are published in Kindle, in Amazon. Kindle, you can find there, because there are many kinds of survey there: data, CRM, customer experience, methodology, and other customer behaviors. So you can find everything in Amazon Kindle.
Thank you very much. And now the last question is Everton's golden nugget. It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience.
I'd like to... There is a chapter that of a survey that I read in an important North American magazine that say the capitalism of the customer. This article, a return of a customer, they said that this guy make a report. They saw that most of the company that invite a Fox in customer in the last 60 years in the last, almost from the beginning of the Second World War until now, just the company who focus in customer, they are continuing today. If you focus just in stakeholder, they are not, they did not survive. So that's the, I think, the message. Continue to focus your career, your goals, your work for the customer and customer experience, customer result, expectation. Then the profits will come. If you think in just in 1 year bonus of the stakeholder, is danger, I think.
Everton, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate this discussion and the fire that you have within you, sharing all this insight, this knowledge to help others to grow. And I am convinced that with this episode, you achieve your vision, helping others to grow. Thank you very much, Everton.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. And I hope someday we have Switzerland or Italia or Brazil the next World Cup in the final.
I think the opportunities to have Brazil are much bigger than other teams, but I want to keep the audience on this podcast, and therefore we don't discuss about that. Please, Everton, stay with me. To the audience, is everything for today. I hope you enjoyed this discussion with Everton. It was a lot of fun, this discussion, the pre-discussion, and keep focusing on the customer experience. Listen to the podcast, share that with your friends, because Everton shared really a lot of great insight. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!